Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Podcast, it's all there. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. What is today? June 5th? 5th?
Yep.
5th, right? 5th. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing? What's up?
Oh, I got stories to tell today.
Oh, oh man.
Man. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh, no. I'm a little scared.
I think I know what the story
is.
Yeah,
you know. You know because you are the story.
I can explain myself.
No, it's fine. I'll set it up. I'll tell it. I got it all. I got this story.
Okay.
Oh my God! But you are a good dad.
I am a good dad.
Yeah, we all got to hear that too.
Did you hear that?
Oh yeah.
See, I don't know what was heard.
Yeah, well, I do.
You do. So, all right, let me explain. All right. So yesterday we had this big conference call.
Well,
by the way, Spadil.
Don't explain it all. Just, we had a conference call and BJ was on it. That's it.
Yeah.
And we'll explain
Spadil,
the rest.
Spadil, where were you on the call?
That's what you need
we'll
to know.
We'll explain it at 7:30 this morning.
Spadil, hello? You got to turn your mic on. Hello? You're not working today.
Oh.
No. Spadil today.
No Spadil.
See you later, buddy.
All right,
take care
anyway.
Of yourself. We'll see you.
He's probably working out.
All right, let me turn down the music.
I already just said it.
I said
we have a conference call. Explain it all at 7:30.
But the big wigs were on there.
Yeah.
Lawyers. I mean, big.
I'll explain it all at 7:30.
Why 7:30?
Because that's what time I want to explain it.
There's a bigger audience then. I'd rather we explain it now. Get it over with.
Oh, no.
Move on, you know?
I even have the audio.
Do you really?
I do. Yes. I do.
Did you start your recorder?
Yeah, so I have the audio.
I have no idea what's on this audio.
Oh, my God.
Is it anything embarrassing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
for
really
sure.
Embarrassing?
Oh, yeah.
Not the F word or anything, was it?
No, it's worse. We got bodily functions.
Yeah. You should have seen Kielbasa Man Mike and Micah in the conference.
I was feeling gassy.
Anyway, we'll get to it at 7:30. Hi, okay. How are you?
Good. I want to go home. I just want to go home.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing. I was like, only BJ.
I had it in my pocket, the phone.
Yeah, you sure did. Real close to your butt.
Did I mention gassy?
Oh, God.
I hate that.
We did, too.
I hate it. I hate when you do something really stupid in front of people that are kind of important.
Kind of. It's corporate.
Big lawyers. Did I mention that? Big lawyers. Oh, my God.
They even had to stop down the entire meeting and had the admin cut you off. Since you didn't know what you were doing.
I want to go home. Can I go home?
Oh, God. But you're a really good dad. We got to hear that. Yeah. That's good.
Frog had a pretty good day at bicycle camp.
I heard.
Yeah, real good day.
He was doing well. You're doing good, buddy.
He did really great.
You're doing good, buddy.
Yeah.
We kept hearing that over and over.
Did you? Is that out in the audio?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah. You're doing good, buddy. Hey, buddy, you're doing good.
You know what? This makes me a good father.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to look forward to the audio.
Yeah, that part was good.
Oh, there's more parts?
We heard all your parts.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
I want to go home.
I literally, BJ, I was dying. I couldn't even, I was at lunch and then I told my girlfriends and you know what Michelle said? Oh, Barry Joe.
He's such a doofus.
And I thought, that's exactly what
bless his
say.
Heart.
And it's one of those meetings where you want to come off looking pretty professional. And then you just become a class clown.
Well, especially since they're talking about tech and
all these legal
and tech
jargons they're giving out.
Because it was a big tech call, you know, about tech. And we have a guy that's really on the move with tech.
All right, we'll get to that at 7:30. Whatever Jamie wants to embarrass me.
Tell your friends.
We'll just get
there. Tell your friends.
At some point today.
There's the world's best audio. You guys, we'll take you into the meeting.
I want to go home. Did you see that big accident last night up at the Eisenhower Tunnel?
Is it still closed?
Ooh, I think so. I don't know. They said it was going to be closed overnight.
Yeah, I got that.
All night long.
Did you see the guardrails?
Yeah.
They're gone.
Wiped out.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
And there's like five or six cars and trucks and everything involved in this thing. And they shut it down in both directions, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And so, you know, it's I-70 right before the Eisenhower Tunnel.
It was west of the tunnel.
Yeah. So the thing is, I guess,
West. Yeah.
So two semi-trucks, they collided, and then they rolled into the eastbound side.
Yeah.
And they took out all the guardrails. And one of the semi-trucks was full of glass.
Oh, it was?
Yes. So the glass then is everywhere.
I didn't know that.
Everywhere. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, glass everywhere.
I kept getting that, you know, on the
X feed. Yeah.
You get that C-dot thing.
Yeah.
And they were saying on there that it would be closed all night. I don't even know if it's open this morning. Those people are completely stranded up there.
They were closed at 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah, it happened around 3.
Yeah, and so every time they go to the live feed, I'd still see that Amazon truck in the same spot.
Oh.
And I was like, I hope he's got a cab that he's just taking a nap.
According to this, it is still closed.
It is? Okay, yes. I figured it was. Because that guardrail is just missing.
Oh, it was a disaster. Some of those cars were stuck for 7 hours before they can get them off the highway.
Yeah, and they were diverting.
They're still there.
Yeah. Well, the Amazon truck is.
They're still there.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah.
Because he's like two behind the accident.
So it's been, 15 hours they've been there.
My God. And then there was a ground stop at DIA last night. 280 flights were delayed because
of the weather.
The weather, yeah. It was a bad transportation.
Oh, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bad transportation day yesterday.
Today's going to be bad, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really bad.
Today and tomorrow. I didn't get any weather yesterday.
Boy, we did.
I know you did.
We got a monster
storm. I saw you on the map.
Store.
Yeah.
So it came in here, too, at the radio station. I noticed on the radar that this place got really hammered yesterday. Had one of those big red spots right over the top of the radio station.
Cherry Creek flooded.
Yeah.
I saw that. And then DIA ground stop and 280 flights.
Today's
nothing
supposed
at my house.
Seriously.
Nothing.
Bone dry.
Yeah.
Supposed to be heavy hail today.
Oh,
big hail. Yeah.
Oh,
hail. And more of the metro today than it was yesterday.
Well, son
so
of
pretty
a
nasty.
God. This is crazy.
Pretty nasty.
It is crazy.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're rolling on a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Thursday, you little boothang.
By the way, I know you guys can't hear us on the app. It's wide issue. What am I thinking of? A corporate issue.
Yeah, it's down all over America.
Yep.
Every radio station that we own, no app today. Right now.
Spindle, did you go to Down Detector and check Odyssey?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You should report it because everybody's mad.
Yeah,
oh,
the
man,
app.
They're mad.
That app, man.
Yeah, that app is very popular.
Come and goes, right? Yep. And it's very popular. You're right about
that. Yeah.
All right, Nintendo Switch 2 comes out today.
Oh!
They say people are lined up everywhere for this thing. I don't know about that.
Really?
I didn't see a line on the way in. Did you?
I saw on the Today Show, they had people, it was like a whole block long, and they said that they've been waiting for 2 months to get the Switch.
Really?
Uh-huh. Waiting in line?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's a guy who said he had like a team of five people, and they're rotating in and out so that they could hold
for
this spot in line for 2 months.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was on the Today Show.
I don't know.
Somebody's been waiting for 2 months for the Nintendo Switch 2 to come out.
I know you can't get them online anywhere. Target, everywhere sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say it. That guy's a loser.
Well, it would be if it's in line, that means there's a lot of people that are waiting.
And they're all losers, okay?
They're all losers. All right, so that thing's $500, right? $499,
yeah,
I think it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The
I
old
got you
Switch.
One of those, right?
The original version.
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah.
The OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have the Switch.
And I
guess
love
what?
The Switch.
I didn't have to wait in line
for 2 months.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not.
What kind of people do that?
I don't know.
I mean, who are you? If you're waiting in line for two, you don't have a job. You got to go two for 2 months.
Well, they're probably scalping them. I bet you'll be able to flip one for like $1,000 if you want to. Resell it right now because they are really hard to get.
I was watching this whole documentary thing or whatever about Steve Jobs and whatever. Anyway, but they were showing lines about different products like that.
Yeah.
There was one woman in line for the new iPhone. This was years ago when it first rolled out. And she had $100,000 in cash in her lap in her car that she was willing to trade out somebody in the front part of the line for $100,000.
Oh, man.
And nobody would do it.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, I think, aren't there line people that you can hire?
I think so.
I think
they were doing
like
it for the Diddy trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's
a
service
for that. I'm sure on TaskRabbit you can hire anything.
Yeah.
I love that
is crazy.
I mean, if I had time, I'd go stand in line for someone. Get
right?
paid for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
God.
Well, I don't think there's too many things I'd wait in line for 2 months.
Yeah. No, yeah. 2 months. That seems insane. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a little wacky,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, well.
People have a passion for that stuff, though.
Yeah. I mean, that lady had it was in her lap, and it was
$100,000.
Yeah, she had it all rolled or whatever. And yeah. And
that's
like,
really wanting it.
The news anchor, and this was years ago, he's like, you know, you have. Have $100,000. It's not very safe to be driving around in this parking lot.
Yeah, you could be robbed.
The funny part is nobody would give up their spot.
That's... No kidding. For $100,000, yeah, he wouldn't give up.
They
their
would
spot?
Not give up their spot. No.
What the hell?
I know.
You
know,
this is kind of like you and Bitcoin. You know how they regret it later on in life. You know,
yeah.
Somebody that was in the front of that line right now is kicking themselves right
exactly.
in the ass because
yeah.
they could have gotten $100,000 and they're thinking. What was I thinking at the time?
Exactly.
What was I thinking? I could have given up my spot for $100,000.
I know.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, I am a little upset. Remember when my son told me to buy it at $1,000 and I was like, that's a scam. Then he told me to buy it at $10,000. I was like, I'm not going to waste $10,000. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, anyway. Spadell, you're the gamer in the group here. So is this thing going to be worth it? I mean, are there big upgrades or what?
To me, waiting for 2 months for that's not super worth it because there's not a huge game library for
it
right
now. I'm just saying the price increase and it coming out, is it really worth it?
The HD is going to be like a lot better. The graphics is what I mean will be a much better. It has some more functionality with like the internet and it'll be a cool system.
If you really, really want to know an incredible game, I mean the most incredible game,
yeah,
Pong.
Pong.
Remember?
Pong is sick.
Yes.
And remember
time.
When you get it caught in the
Pong.
Corner? You get it caught in the corner and you'd have your friends come over. You're like, you gotta see this. I got the little thing stuck in the corner. And you go ride your bike and tell all your friends to come over because Pong is stuck in the corner. And they're like, no way, you're the world's greatest player. Second grade rock,
does
man.
Nintendo have Pong?
Yeah, I think
if it does,
they do.
I'll go stand in line.
They got Pong. Yeah.
I'm gonna stand in line this
I bet
morning.
They do, actually.
They actually do.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Crazy. All right, we'll get tabloid trash is coming up next here on the show. Again, thunderstorms in the forecast today. They're starting around 3 o'clock, they say.
Yeah, today's earlier.
Yeah, today's a little. Then tomorrow's even earlier than that, midday or so.
You know, the only nice day you're supposed to have this week is Saturday.
That's it?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Brutal.
I got a guy's weekend.
What does that mean?
Me and Frog. Me and a 7-year-old. I call it the guy's weekend.
Because
I have
out.
No other guys. Yeah, I have no other friends.
Right.
So me and my kid, we're going to hang out for the weekend. My wife's out of town.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Well, she leaves a lot.
We're going to the arcade.
She leaves a lot, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
Mm. I encourage it.
Have you noticed that she's been shaving your legs more often?
No, she's been wearing jeans a lot.
I'm just saying, because when I was having an affair, my legs were all, and I remember my ex-husband going, man, you shave your legs and everything. And I was like, yeah, not for you.
Yeah. She does get her hair dyed a lot.
She does? Yeah, that's a sign too.
That's a sign too, right? Yeah, we have a guy's weekend. We're going to the arcade to win some stuffies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah,
way to take him outside.
Well, it's going to be nasty weather.
Well, Saturday is going to be beautiful.
No, not my neighborhood. No, it's always cloudy at mine. Jamie, you don't even know. Storm after storm. It's not even safe.
Oh,
lightning.
My God.
Woo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Abracadabra! Man, I feel so bad for all the people texting us about the app.
Yeah.
I don't get why we're down, but some other radio stations are up. That just makes
no sense
to me. Weird. All right, so we apologize for that. I know you can't hear us unless you found an old-fashioned radio, and then you can hear us. So, lots to get to. First of all, the Diddy trial is in full effect, and they're not even close to resting. The prosecution is not even close. Apparently, I feel so bad for these jurors. They're going to see 10 different tapes.
They are?
Yeah. 10.
That's why this thing wasn't on TV, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish it were.
Ooh.
We could all watch the tapes.
Yeah, so I guess 10 of them. 10. Ew.
Do they get popcorn with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Do they dim the lights? Is
it like a popcorn bucket for it?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't know. So they're going to watch 10 of those tapes.
Yeah.
Also, they say there's a girl by the name of Jane Doe. They said that she's going to be testifying for days. She is anonymous. She's testifying anonymously, and they said that she's going to be testifying.
Is that the one that went missing?
I think she is the one. Yep,
I think so too.
Yeah. So this whole thing is just I know that you always say that you want to be sequestered and be on a they're not sequestered, but you want to be on a jury and all that. I don't know if you do.
I don't want to be on one for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking at less than 2 weeks for me, okay?
Okay.
Then I'm fine with it, and I want it to be a hardcore case. I don't want it to be something like a traffic violation.
Yeah.
I want it to be, you know, murder.
Murder.
Something major, you know?
This is, this whole
but
thing
I think
is
I'd like that.
Really crazy. All right, Wicked. Carson had mentioned it yesterday. They actually put the trailer of Wicked, the second part of it, part deux, if you will. That's French for two. Deux. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix. That's right. I can count to 10 in French.
Is that 10?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that today.
I got 11, too. Onze.
That's 11?
Yeah. I can only go to 11.
Boy, still impressive.
No, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so Wicked, they actually opened up theaters to show the trailer, not the movie, not part two of the movie, but just the trailer. Here it is, audio form number two.
There's no going back. This is between us, the wizard and I.
The Wicked Witch can't elude us forever. Not with Prince Fiero and his squadron hot on her trail.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. No one believed in you more than I did.
Elphaba, they're coming for you.
Whoa!
It's no Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
It really isn't.
No, it's
no,
not.
It's not, but man, it's moving, though, isn't it? Did you hear it? Did you feel it in your bones?
Now, was the first one huge?
Yeah.
Was it really big?
Yeah.
Massive. Was it?
Yep. Huge. Yep, sure
remember
was.
Remember they had to tell people not to sing in the theaters?
Yeah. And then they came out with a singing version.
Yeah, sing-along.
Yeah. So this is the second part. And because if you watch the first one, it says, to be continued. And you're like, what?
Well, you saw the first one, tenor turd. It was a turd to you.
I didn't like it. Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I mean, they just kept singing everything.
Yeah. We don't like singing.
Like a musical.
We don't even like the music we play.
I was like, I'm like, right here, you could have just talked about that part.
Yeah,
like,
you could have talked.
I need a candy bar. Just say, I need a candy bar. Like right
I'm
there,
hungry.
You didn't have to sing that part. Oh, my gosh, this is a road. Just say it's a road.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of musicals either.
It's just a lot of singing. Right. It was a lot of singing. All right. People are now happy again at Travis Kelce. They were mad at him. So, you know how Taylor sold her whole, she bought her entire library back.
Yep.
And she bought all the rights to all her concerts, videos. She bought all the rights to all her images. I mean, it went further than just her catalog. She bought the rights to Taylor Swift. All across the board.
I had no idea that they had control of all of that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was just the music.
Me too. But yeah, so she has her image back. She has everything back. And Travis Kelce has never really said anything. And Taylor's been so excited. She even squealed. She was on TikTok with one of her writers. And they're, oh my God. And Travis hasn't said anything. So people have been really mad at him. Like, why didn't he go over the top for her? Well, he finally said something, and it was because it took Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal was on their New Heights podcast, and at the very end, he said, I just want to say something. And then he started singing a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
And then he's like, congratulations to Taylor. And then that's when Travis goes, yeah, man, it's really cool that she got her whole library back. And that was it.
No kidding.
Yeah, people feel like there might be a little trouble.
There's trouble there.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah, I can tell.
Why didn't you go over the top for your girl?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a big deal.
No kidding.
I have a feeling, this is just me, I don't know anything, but it was probably, you know, like $600 million or something. He's like, yeah, you don't need to buy that. Don't buy that. Yeah. Because he wants
you know what we could buy for that money?
Yeah, yeah. So he was probably
come on.
In her ear, you don't need that. You re-recorded everything. Don't buy that. That's dumb.
And it's old stuff.
Yeah.
Just do new stuff. We'll make more money on it. Don't buy that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of it.
No.
I'm with you.
So I think he was in her ear, and then she was like, oh, no, I'm buying it. And he was like,
you don't understand. It's me. It's my stuff. Yeah. I want. We don't need it.
Exactly. And he's
that's
like,
exactly the way it
it's
went,
it's like
Jamie.
A pottery wheel. Yep.
sure is.
Yeah.
It's like a pottery wheel.
Yeah.
That thing cost $900. And BJ was saying, we don't need that.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of plates and cups.
Uh-huh.
We don't need the pottery wheel. And she said, oh, but that's my passion now. I'm into pottery.
Exactly.
I love clay.
And so she ignored you, so you don't want to talk about pottery now.
And I said, who's clay?
And she's like, don't worry, he's gay. The only clay I know. Anyway, so yeah, so he did acknowledge it, but it was just kind of half-assed. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, did you guys see that Tyson Ritter from the All-American Rejects, that he's got an OnlyFans page?
No.
He sure does, and it's free.
No kidding.
Yeah, so Tyson Ritter from All-American Rejects, he has a free OnlyFans page, and he says he's going to show us his full rock and roll.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't wait.
I know. Wow. I know. He's eating a popsicle, and it's like dripping in his swimsuit area.
No. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Get on there and get that picture.
Whoa.
Now,
wow.
I saw it yesterday.
That is so funny. I know somebody that does that.
What?
He's Turkish, and he goes, wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Rafi,
wow,
boy. Wow. 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 It's my son's grandpa.
I saw a stat yesterday, and it said that 84 million American men are on OnlyFans. 84 million American, not worldwide.
Are on OnlyFans?
That's every guy.
That's ridiculous.
84 million?
That's what I was telling you. We got to think of a thing. I mean, you do. Your elbows are nice. You do use lotion on them. So there's. So
look,
yeah.
When it comes to the thing, I don't have it. You got it.
No, elbows.
I got to talk you into it. That's where we're going to make money, okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Toots. Let's do this.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I turned down, this years ago, obviously. I turned down Playboy because I didn't want to humiliate my parents. But they're dead now, so.
So, Playboy.
So, missed opportunity.
If you've got a photographer in the neighborhood, swing on by here.
No, I did. I got called in. It was really uncomfortable. And they asked me for, it's called A+. It's a management company. And they were like, so we'd like for you to do Playboy. And I was like, ain't no way Bob's going to be okay with that.
Can you imagine?
No.
He goes to the grocery store. There's his daughter.
And I'm 18. I'm only 18 when they asked me. Yeah.
His head would have exploded.
Yeah. Oh, well, what? I would never humiliate them like that. I was like, yeah, no.
That's great.
And 18, how gross is that? They're asking you to do that at 18.
Wow.
Ralphie boy. Wow. Crazy. All right, and then finally, here's my headline, but BJ won't pay for the service, but he gave this to me. Let me read it to you. Ready? Tormented, Kelly Clarkson has a meltdown on her set over the real reason she fears quitting her show.
Now, what do we think it is?
And I looked at BJ and I go, so what is this about? And he goes, I don't know. I had to pay for it.
Well, you know what? Actually, yeah. when I go to my phone gives you the full story.
Oh, what is it?
But I don't know. I got to go look at it real quick here because I haven't really read into it.
Every indication is that Miss Independent songstress is heading for an exit when her contract is up in 2026. But one unresolved issue has her in a panic.
She says, according to this, 43-year-old has made it clear that she's very unhappy. The daytime slot has taken over her life, and it's interrupted her music career. She wants to get back in music desperately, but she can't because of this show. So she's got to leave.
But what's her one unresolved issue that has her in a panic?
Her music career.
But why does she fear quitting her show?
She wants to do both, but she just realizes she can't.
But it says she fears quitting her show because of this unresolved issue.
Oh, I don't know. All right, let me keep reading. Two different staffers say she's tormented.
Tormented about
a decision that could impact 100. Oh, she's tormented because all her staff would be fired.
Oh, that makes
there
sense.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Man, I'm glad I paid
God.
For this.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
jobs are on the line.
Okay. Right. So 100 people work for her show, and if she quits the show, which she has to, she says she cannot renew. Her contract is up in 2026, and she's got to go back to music. She can't do both. Okay.
Yeah.
So 100 people are going to lose their job, and it torments her.
Yeah. Well, as it
should.
Would
me too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? All right. Well, I like her. She. You guys, even on her talk show, I don't stay for the talk show part. Yeah. I just watch the beginning where she sings a song or she sings with somebody.
Karaoke?
Yeah. It is so good. I mean, that girl is just
she's talented.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And she learns that song in a day and belts it out. She is just unbelievable.
The first American Idol winner.
Yeah.
Right?
No. No. Ruben yeah. Stubbard?
No, I think he was second, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think Kelly was number
was
one.
She first?
Yeah, she was number one. Yeah.
It was that long
she
ago?
Goes down. She goes down as the first to ever make it from American Idol.
Yep. First season.
Yep.
First season.
And Ruben was second.
And it was back in
2002. Then that Clay guy came along. Yeah. Remember Clay?
Yep.
He tried to be the mayor or something. Remember when he tried to be the mayor?
Yeah.
He ran for some office.
Oh, yeah, he did. He tried to get in politics. Yeah. I do remember that.
I think he won, didn't he?
I don't think so.
I think so in North Carolina.
I don't think he did.
He won something. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, Kelly's tormented.
Let's see. He ran election to the U.S. House of Representatives in North Carolina's 4th Congressional District. He lost.
Oh, no.
Oh. Poor Clay.
Well, you can't sing your way to the top, I guess, when it comes to government.
By the way.
He did it all in song. You know that? When he went out and campaigned?
He did?
Yeah.
All
like Wicked.
Vote for me.
Like Wicked.
All right, I'm done. Hey, by the way, don't forget, I know the Odyssey app is back up, so we're all of you are just joining us.
Howdy.
Welcome back.
Howdy.
At 7:30 this morning.
Oh, no.
7:30 this morning, I'm going to take you through the funniest day of my life yesterday.
Can I hear it first?
Starring BJ Harris. The funniest day of I laughed even at 10 p.m. before I went to bed. I laughed.
Yeah, it's real funny. Real funny.
I mean, I guess you can hear a little bit of it if you want. Do you want to hear a little bit of it before
it airs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to hear it off the air?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, come on.
No. I thought we were going to give him a little sample.
Oh.
Before.
No.
I mean, if you want to give him a little sample, it's on number 2.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on number 2.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
It's not on here. It says George Clooney.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That's not me. That is not me. That never happened. That is absolutely. Now I know it's all freaking lie. That is not.
No,
me.
That is you.
That is not what we heard.
Your
mic was on the entire time.
I never did that.
Yes, you did.
That was the first thing I heard.
That is not me.
Yes, you did.
That audio is not me.
We have witnesses.
Yeah, did you not see my text? I go, BJ, we just heard you burp.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.